At some golf courses like this one in a park in Houston, anyone can play. But golfers here said there are other courses nearby where they cannot.
Oh, that's private.
Private?
Very private.
Private golf courses owned by country clubs for their members only, which troubles State Senator Rodney Ellis, a Democrat from Houston. Not because they are exclusive, but because they get a tax break he feels they do not deserve.
You take the Rib Oaks Country Club, which is a great place. I have a lot of good friends who are members there, and I've had the benefit of being able to play once or twice. Would like to get invited again. May not get invited today you run this story, but they are the largest beneficiary of this tax break.
The tax break is called the Greenbelt Act, passed decades ago by Texas lawmakers. It allows owners of big tracts of land that are used for recreation to pay far less in taxes. Ellis' office found that across Texas, 36 private country clubs are paying millions of dollars less in property tax. In some counties, no clubs receive the break, including in Dallas, Bexar, and Travis counties. But Ellis found that Harris County had by far the most getting the break, 22 in all, foremost among them the River Oaks Country Club.
$2 million a year in taxes because of this exemption. That's $2 million that would go to our public schools, as an example.
We didn't hear back from the club, but we did track down Jim Robinson.
The country clubs in Harris County have been just, you know, extremely active in applying for it.
Robinson heads the county's appraisal office. He talked to us on a sometimes scratchy phone line from his weekend house in Madison County.
If the applicant country club meets the qualification, it's not something that the appraisal district has discretion over.
Which is why Senator Ellis, along with Republican colleague from Dallas, John Corona, have filed a bill to require the review of not just the golf course tax break, but all tax breaks. Senator Ellis.
We have so many loopholes, so many giveaways, so many tax breaks in our tax code. We have no earthly idea what they are, what they cost.
Breaks that were passed years ago to, for example, promote new and costly techniques for oil drilling, techniques that are now not new or nearly so costly. Ellis has also introduced a bill to amend that Greenbelt Act so that only golf courses open to the public can qualify. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.